That's Diana Ross and Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Louise with you on BBC Radio Wales. It's 7 minutes past two. Modern life is nothing if not busy, but an increasing number of us are looking after ageing parents whilst juggling our own careers and childcare demands too. Well, this was a situation that Alex Ingram found herself in, so she set up the website myagingparent.com along with her friend Deborah Stone. Alex joins me now. Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi. Are you happy to share your situation with us? What prompted you to look into this area?
Well, it started really with Deborah and I being friends, and we both were in a similar situation. Our fathers had died about 10 years ago mm-hmm. and were older than our mothers. And my mother was requiring sort of more attention and was very sort of bored and didn't know really what to do with herself when my father passed away. And Deborah's father had been through, 8 years of vascular dementia. So her mother had been caring all that time. And obviously when he passed away, her mother was a bit more frail than my mother. So we both found ourselves with young kids trying to juggle them and trying to get information that would help us, help our aging parents, basically. And really, we found it very fragmented. And so we really...
What kind of things were you looking for? What kind of information?
Well, information on how to keep them sort of busy, fit and healthy. Ideas for my mother, certainly, on that side.
Yes.
You know, there are things like university of the third age. Well, I hadn't heard about that. You know, it's all these things which are real gems, and some of them are quite local gems, which would be really helpful. And Deborah was more on the medical side and medical equipment side. Her mother had a stroke and had a fall, and how to make the home safe. So we really felt that we needed to pull this information together in one place, and especially as we were finding our friends, our peer group, were in very similar situations. You know, we used to sit about and talk about the problems you're having feeding your toddlers. The next thing we're talking about is, you know, what do I do with my mother? And, what can I do in this situation? And so we really said, well, we need to pull something together. And that's how it all started.
So you've built a website, myagingparent.com. And what kinds of information does it have? Is it a broad range of info? And you know, from everyday things as well?
Very much so. We go from sort of sections on stay healthy, which is about, you know, staying beautiful, what to eat, how to keep active, therapies, things like acupuncture, what that can do, and staying busy. So the positive side, you know, volunteering, keeping minds active, outdoor hobbies, pets, I mean, all sorts of information on that side. And technology is a big area where we're really keen on, and that's getting older parents online, maybe through the help of their children, because it really is a great way of communicating and keeping in touch. So that's kind of, as we will say, one side, because we wanted a very positive side.
Indeed,
to the website.
Yeah.
And the other side, of course, you have more information about finance and legal situations, the coping side, such as dealing with your siblings, dealing with bereavement, those kind of issues, conflict in caring for parents, and obviously all about the care assessments, the processes, the what you have to go through with the councils, and how to check out care homes, and then a whole list of medical issues. But the whole thing behind it really is to give a sort of a snapshot of the things you can do, and then give the links. It's really a way of, when you think about what you need, you can then go delve into it further. So we're not trying to get everything on the site. But as we know, things change over time. One minute you might be trying to keep your parent active. The next minute you might be able to try to make their home safe for a fall, or having to make their bathroom safe, or something, you know, deal with dementia. There's all sorts of areas that we cover for that purpose.
Are you able to gauge the success of the website so far, and how many people are using it?
Yes, I mean, we've got thousands using it and coming online, and I think its success is gauged by the feedback we're getting, and we're actually on a number of councils' websites already, so, and a number of trusts as well are using us. GPs have been very interested. Our leaflets have gone to a number of GP surgeries, because they're often at the front end of this situation, and they really feel it gives fantastic information. So we're really happy with what we produce, and we're putting on more information at least twice a week. So it's forever growing, and we're forever taking feedback and adding that in.
And if people listening to this feel that they have something, or they have a service, or they know of, you know, like you say, a little sort of hidden gem that might benefit people in their area, can they sort of write to you or get in touch with you to let you know about these things?
Absolutely. We find that all the time. We actually are very active on Twitter, and through that we found some fantastic organisations through throughout the country. You know, people who are going into care homes and teach people how to use iPads. They offer certain services. Some are local, like the Southeast, but a lot of them are national as well. And so once they get in contact with us, we are very happy to sort of almost become a showcase for these kind of institutions or services. And I think that's where we're very unique. It's very hard to find these things on a council website. You're going to find them through our website, giving you new ideas of what you can do. So anyone's welcome to contact us through Twitter or through info@myagingparent.com. And the aging has got an E because we spell it the English way. So just make sure you put that in.
Okay. There's also a forum, isn't there? And that's for people to share experiences.
Absolutely. So there's a sharing way to almost chat. Some we get questions direct. That's not how we really deal with it. It's much better to go onto the forum, and whether we'll get one of our experts to answer it if it's relevant, or obviously other people on the site will answer it. So we've got an active forum happening as well.
I guess as we live longer and longer, more of us are going to find ourselves in this situation, aren't we? Caring for our parents as they get older, and like you say, making sure that they have happy, fulfilled lives, and also bringing up our children, whether they be at university or even younger, at the same time.
That's exactly it. I mean, that's, you know, the situation say most of my colleagues are in. And, you know, often holding down full-time jobs as well. So that's the added element which can make it more difficult. So it's really trying to plan ahead is a big thing that we really try and get over on the website. You know, rather than having to act in a crisis, have a look, see what kind of care is available. Think about it, discuss it with your parents and be more proactive. We all shy away from it a bit because it's a difficult subject. But I think if people can actually have these discussions beforehand, if there is some kind of crisis, it's much easier to act and to know where to find the information.
Indeed. Good to talk to you. Thank you very much. And good luck with the website. Alex Ingram, thank you for your time this afternoon. Alex is co-founder of the website, myagingparent.com.